Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. The Committee Legislative Assistant will take the roll.
Chair Winkler.
Winkler present.
Representative McBadge.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Dowd.
Dowd present.
Representative Haley.
Haley present.
Representative Herr.
Herr present.
Representative Jordan.
Jordan present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly present.
Representative Long. Representative Long. Representative Moran. Representative Nash. Representative New Brindley.
Present.
Representative Olson. Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott present.
There are 12 members present.
Thank you,
Ms. President.
Committee minutes will reflect Representative Long being present. We have a quorum. Thank you, Ms. Vang. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for May 19th, 2022. Representative McBadge.
So moved.
Representative McBadge moves approval of the minutes for May 19th, 2022. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for May 19th, 2022. The next item on the agenda is the 2022-DFC1 resolution. Chair moves adoption of that resolution, and I call on Kelly Knight, Director of House Human Resources, to explain it.
Mr. Chair and members, the changes that you see before you, this change brings the House plan, deferred compensation plan, in line with MSRS by changing to a fiscal year from our current calendar year for conversions in matches. And this change would take effect July 1st, 2022, or the beginning of fiscal year 23. The transition period will allow staff to convert twice this calendar year. However, if they do so, they would not be eligible to convert again until fiscal year 24.
Questions for Ms. Knight? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of 322-DFC-1, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and 2022-DFC-1 is adopted. And at this point, members, we are going to go into recess.